This Saturday, Penn State Altoona celebrates music of the Canal Era in Pennsylvania around the mid-1800s. As WPSU's Christine Allen reports, they'll hold a Canal Era Music and Entertainment Summit at the Allegheny Portage Railroad site in Gallitzin.
The Canal Jam, as they call it, will bring musicians, scholars, and locals together to hear, play, and learn about music like this.
Oh, well, the cuckoo. She's a pretty bird. She warbles as she flies.
This song may well have been heard in the mountains of central Pennsylvania during the heyday of the Allegheny Portage Railroad. The man with the harmonica is Richard Slay of Bowlesburg. He's a performer, teacher, and harmonica customizer who loves the music of this era.
Before the Industrial Revolution, before steam, moving water was one of the main ways to get freight from one place to another.
Of course, we're talking about the Canal Era.
That's Jerry Zoltan, who plays guitar and sings. He's a renowned musicologist from the Penn State Altoona faculty who has been a guest on the public radio show American Roots.
Basically, the canal system was a way of traversing the country. They were kind of the interstates of the day.
Back then, there were waterways that boats could take from Philadelphia to Hollidaysburg and from Johnstown to Pittsburgh. Then to connect these two waterways, the Allegheny Portage Railroad was built between Hollidaysburg and Johnstown. It carried the canal boats on railroad cars up over the mountains and on to the next leg of their journey.
And there was a lot of sitting around waiting for things to happen, for locks to level off. And this was a time when people made their own music and were kind of looking at songs that people might have sung back during that period to entertain themselves on the downtime.
Going to build me a log cabin on the mountain so high.
Zoltan and Slay, who've been playing folk music together now for a long time, are among several artists who will give master classes and perform at Saturday's Canal Jam to bring the music of the mid-19th century to life.
We're going to party like it's 1839.
Tom Schaefer of Penn State Altoona's Center for Community-Based Studies is one of the organizers of the Canal Jam. He says the event is part of a larger project at Penn State Altoona.
We received an internal grant to study early 19th century music, to perform and indeed to record that music. Students have learned a lot, you know, about the history, about the culture, and they bring that to their music.
We are digging a ditch through the mud.
That's Charisse Vesey, a Penn State Altoona student, with music professor Bonnie Cuthbert Huber at the piano. That recording will be part of a CD featuring Penn State Altoona faculty and students playing Canal-era songs.
It captured some of the music, and it also gave the students an opportunity to kind of get the experience of recording professionally.
At Saturday's Canal Jam, those students will get a chance to meet professional musicians and scholars who also play this music.
We have a variety of guest musicians and storytellers.
Julie Feather is project coordinator for the Center for Community Studies at Penn State Altoona and helped organize the event.
We are featuring Smithsonian Folkways gold medalist Dr. Bill Hallfish and his Golden Eagle String Band.
Coming around the mountain and the wind did blow, honey. I was coming around a mountain and the wind did blow. Couldn't hear nothing but the rudder blade roar.
Honey, oh darling, darling mine.
Hallfish is a retired music professor from SUNY Brockport who's a specialist in collecting and performing canal songs. And Jerry Zoltan and Richard Slay will be among the guest musicians giving afternoon master classes at the Canal Jam.
We also have a really special guest that I'm kind of excited about, Luther Jett, who is a true railroad hobo.
Yeah, Luther grew up in my hometown of Phillipsburg and hopped a lot of freights. One year he was elected the king of the hobos. There's a kind of a national organization.
He's literally a hobo.
Yes, he's been there and done that.
And he's settled down long enough that he's going to stop by.
tomorrow at the site of the old Allegheny Portage Railroad in Gallitzin. Penn State Altoona brings together musicians, students, music lovers of all ages, and even a genuine railroad hobo for one big celebration of music that brings Central PA history back to life. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.
She warbled as she fly, oh, but the cuckoo never warbled till the 4th day of July.